Part 2, Chapter 12, in which Harvey becomes a slave. The train they boarded was an old one, with standard six-seat compartments, and before they took their places, Harvey stopped to use the WC. After several minutes, which seemed like 30 years, Mahogany became worried and knocked on the door. There was a shout of joy from inside. Then the door flew open, and the captain rushed out to embrace his friend. Though Mahogany was surprised by the degree of the captain's excitement, he was not one to criticize another man's pleasure, so he embraced the captain with equal affection, then led him down the corridor until they found a compartment. An elderly woman looked up and smiled when they took their seats. The captain began to talk with her, and found out she was a costume designer in Rome, on her way to Florence to vote. Footnote: Italians can only cast votes in the city where they were born. She was impressed with Harvey's impeccable Italian and graceful manners, and began to flirt with him, until a younger woman entered the compartment and stole Harvey's attention. Mahogany, too, was taken with the new arrival. "È libero questo?" she asked, signaling the seat next to Mahogany. "Che bella donna," thought Mahogany, "as beautiful as any worthy of the name, and surely the daughter of another beautiful donna." "Sono Idothea," she said, offering Mahogany her hand. "Mahogany," he said, accepting it. She was a student who had been visiting relatives in Brindisi and was returning to Florence, where she studied and taught yoga. Her English was excellent, for she had studied 2 years in the States, and as they spoke, she began to expunge from Mahogany all thought of his past tragedy. By the time they reached Florence, Mahogany was hopelessly infatuated, and he was overjoyed when she invited them to stay with her at the Pensione Merlini. Their lodgings were only a few blocks from the station, and once they were settled in their rooms, they went out to see the Duomo. The cathedral was swarming with tourists when they arrived, and the lovers went in by themselves while Harvey sat on the steps. Harvey paused to consider the tourist phenomenon. What were all these people doing? Why were they dragging themselves from town to town and place to place, seeking out the monuments and markers left by the faceless people before them? Did they recognize themselves in what they saw? See pieces of their lives in the palaces and rubble of the past? Before he could venture a conclusion, he was caught in a group of tourists headed up the Via Ricasoli to the Galleria dell'Accademia. There was an American woman busking near the entrance to the museum, singing a song that sounded like a Dire Straits song, and as Harvey was herded off to see the statue of the David, he could still hear the woman singing. "Into stone people come and go, slaves of Michelangelo. Artist carved a brand new beauty, polished it and made it clean. But now the stones are rough, and the artist's dust, and the statue's going home, slipping back, slipping into stone." Eventually, the captain was separated from the group of tourists and wandered into a room that had been closed for repair. There he came upon the four rough-hewn statues known as the Slaves of Michelangelo. "Into stone people come and go, slaves of Michelangelo. Mommy has a brand new baby. Dress him up and keep him clean. But the years'll reach him, and time'll teach him. Tear him down before he's full grown. Leave him slippin', slippin' into stone." As he approached the statues, Harvey felt as if the marble were closing around him, slowly erasing his features. Perhaps, he thought, these statues were finished once, and with the years they are returning to the uncut stone. He realized he had lived this before, only in reverse. It was the opposite of his time with Sisyphus. Here the rock was slowly taking over, instead of wearing away. A young woman who had come to Florence specifically to see the slaves noticed the 5 statues instead of 4 and entered the restricted area to investigate. Into stone people come and go, slaves of Michelangelo. You can't run, you can't hide, doesn't matter if you're nice or if you're mean. Midnight walking, all night talking, there ain't no stopping going home. 'Cause we're slipping, you and me, we're slipping, slipping into stone. Harvey was so handsome. The young woman touched him. She kissed him. She stroked his breast and felt the marble soften beneath her fingers. What, she wonders? What, she doubts? Over and over she touches the body with her hand. It is a body. It's a man. Oh, Myra, said Harvey, taking her passion without complaint. When Myra was through with him, the closing guard ushered Harvey out of the museum. It was dark now, and he walked until he came to a street that was lined with carts and tarps. When it began to rain, he ducked under one of the awnings. The owner and his wife were selling leather goods, and Harvey was filled with a rich, thick smell. He smiled at them, then turned to watch the little rivers that rushed across the stones in the street. It began to rain harder, and the tarp gave off a fine mist, and suddenly 3 girls ducked under the awning. They were laughing and excited, and they nodded at Harvey and the owners, then looked into the street at the people running past. When the rain did not cease, they turned back to the others. The vendors had hot cider, and they passed it around the group while Harvey translated the different conversations. In no time they were like family, laughing and joking, showing pictures of their relatives and friends, and then, as quickly as it had begun, the rain stopped. There was a moment of silence before they all exchanged kisses on the cheek. Then the girls disappeared into the night. Harvey followed them, scuffling along the stones, until a divine aroma called him into the Pizzeria Sainati. "Harvey," said Mahogany and Idothea in unison, "have some pizza." "Capricciosa," said the captain, taking a bite. "Do you want to go to Valjalli tomorrow?" said Idothea. "My grandparents live there." "What do you think?" said Mahogany, turning to Harvey. "Do you want to go to Valjalli?" "Valjalli?" echoed Harvey. "We can go to Nice the day after, okay?" "Okay," echoed Harvey, and the next morning they took the train to Siena.